Welcome to My Real Estate Podcast with David Liberatore. Today's episode features real estate insights from Premier Sotheby's International Realty. Let's dive in. Welcome back to My Real Estate Podcast with David Liberatore. Quick heads up, this program was created with AI assistance and uses a synthetic narrator. The content was reviewed and approved by David before we published it. And just so you know, nothing here is legal, tax, lending, or appraisal advice. Always do your own research and talk to professionals. Today, we're diving into the July 2026 Sarasota and Manatee Market Report. And honestly, there's some really interesting stuff happening. David, thanks for being here.
Hey, thanks for having me. Yeah, so July was a pretty solid month across the board. What's really interesting is we're seeing this shift toward what I'd call a more balanced market. Inventory is tightening, but buyers are still active. It's not a seller's market, not a buyer's market, but something in between.
Oh, wow. Okay, so inventory is actually dropping? I thought there was supposed to be more supply out there.
Yeah, that's the big story. Active listings fell 23.4% in Sarasota County for single-family homes, down to about 2,700 homes. Manatee saw a 7.9% decline. So we're definitely in a tightening phase. And here's what's cool about it. Homes are spending about 52 days on the market in Sarasota before going under contract, which is faster than a year ago.
So sellers are actually getting better pricing too, right? I remember you mentioning something about list prices.
Exactly. Sellers in Sarasota County are getting a median of 94.2% of their original list price, compared to 91% a year earlier. That's a meaningful jump. In Manatee, it's even stronger, 95.2%. So if you're thinking about selling, this is actually a pretty favorable environment if your property is priced.
That's a big deal. And what about the luxury market? I feel like that's been a wild ride.
Oh man, the luxury segment is on fire. In Sarasota, sales of homes priced at $3 to $5 million jumped 62.5%. Homes over a million went up 39.1%. So you're seeing serious buyer activity at the higher end of the market.
No kidding. So it's not just one price point. It's across the board.
Right, exactly. Closed sales increased across every single property segment. In Sarasota County, 744 single-family homes sold in July, up almost 3% from last year. Manatee was even stronger, 11.2% increase. And the condo and townhome market, that jumped 33% in Sarasota. Buyers are definitely back in the game.
So, if someone's thinking about buying or selling in the area right now, maybe they're looking at something like the properties around Siesta Key or John Ringling Parkway. What should they actually be thinking about?
Honestly, it comes down to pricing and positioning. The data shows that buyers and sellers are actually aligning on value. You can't just throw anything on the market and expect it to sell. But if you're priced competitively and your property is in decent shape, things are moving. The condo market in particular, inventory is still higher, so there's more selection for buyers. If you want to check your home's current value and see where you stand, that's a good first step.
Right. And I imagine the cash buyer situation is interesting too.
Yeah, cash is still a huge part of the market. In Sarasota condos, 59.7% of sales were cash purchases. Even in single family homes, it's about a third of transactions. So there's definitely money out there. And a lot of it's coming from investors and people relocating to the area.
This was really helpful, David. So bottom line, what should people take away from all this?
The big takeaway is that the market's normalizing. It's not crazy hot. It's not frozen. It rewards realistic pricing and good presentation. Work with a real estate professional who knows the hyper-local data, because what's true in one neighborhood might be totally different a few blocks away. And if you're thinking about a move, this is actually a pretty good time to make a decision.
Perfect. Thanks so much for breaking this down, David. If you want to dive deeper into the market data or see specific property reports, we've got links in the show notes. Thanks for listening to My Real Estate Podcast with David Liberatore. Thanks for listening to My Real Estate Podcast with David Liberatore. For more episodes and to learn more, check the show notes. See you next time.